السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. رسالة الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Those of us who are scattered towards the back, if you can come and take the places at the front, inshallah. There's many, many gaps here. Alhamdulillah, we're very lucky. We're in the masjid early before the latecomers. They'll want to come towards the front, but they won't be able to. Allah has brought us in the house of Allah. You've got a chance to gain more reward for free. It's not as if we've got so much reward anyway. The further ahead you are, the more reward you'll get for free. Nothing. You just take a few steps, inshallah. So keep moving closer. The closer you are to the front, the better it will be for you, inshallah. And your Jummah will be that much more significant. May Allah accept everybody. How many days till Ramadan? 5 weeks. How many days till Ramadan? So it begins the 1st of March, around that time. Is everyone unanimous on that this time? Seems that way, inshallah. So we've got 40, just over 40 days, 42, 43 days. That's not a long time. That's not a long time. It's very short time till Ramadan. And Ramadan is Ramadan. Why is Ramadan Ramadan? Like, what's so special about Ramadan? Why is it so significant? And Allah tells us this in the Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Ramadan is Ramadan because that's when the Quran was revealed. All the significance of Ramadan, all of its virtues, all of its blessings that you're aware of, what makes Ramadan Ramadan is Quran. It's شَهْرُ Quran. We see in the Taraweeh, we see in the Qiyam, we see in the recitation. Even the fast, Sawm and Qur'an are very closely linked in many, many ways. So it's all about Qur'an. If my relationship with the Qur'an is not strong before Ramadan, then I will not be able to have the best Ramadan. So my objective today, in the short time that we have, is by the time we leave, when we are leaving today from Jummah, inshallah, I want every person here to feel a sense of urgency towards the Quran. When you're walking out today, this is my objective from our discussion today, that when you're walking out from those doors, I want every single person to feel, I need to do something in regards to my relationship with the Quran. I need to do something urgently. And everyone's at different stages. There are some people here who don't know how to read the Quran properly. So when you're walking out of those doors, your sense of urgency is, I need to learn, I need to do something about starting to learn how to read the Quran. Some of us can read the Quran, but our recitation is not with tajweed. So my sense of urgency in that case would be that I need to do something about perfecting my recitation of the Quran. Some of us can read the Quran, but we don't know much of it. We've not memorized that many surahs, just the one or two that we know. So your sense of urgency should be that I need to memorize a little bit more Quran before the month of Ramadan comes. Some of us do know some surahs, but we don't really know what they mean. So your sense of urgency should be that I need to work on understanding some of what I'm reading. So when Ramadan comes, I'm prepared to have an excellent month of Ramadan. Now, I'm going to begin with a dua. And this is a very unique dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's utmost humility has been displayed. And through doing so, he's asking Allah for one thing and one thing alone. So I'm going to share with you the words of the dua. We're going to go through it and understand it. This is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to pray to Allah in these words. Allahumma inni abduk. O Allah, I am your slave. وَابْنُ عَبْدِكَ And I am the slave, and I am the son of your slave, meaning my dad, and all of his parents, all of them were all your slaves. وَابْنُ أَمَتِكَ And I am the son of your slave girl, meaning my mother, is also your slave. And then her parents, and their parents, and they were all slaves. نَاصِيَتِي بِيَدِكَ So first of all, you're saying, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, Oh Allah, I'm your slave, my parents are your slaves, meaning, Oh Allah, through and through, I'm always your slave. I've never been free. I have never been a free person. I have always been a slave. And I will always remain a slave. I am a slave, my parents, their grandparents, we are all your slaves. We are living a life of slavery only to you. This is what he says first. Then he says, نَاصِيَتِي بِيَدِكَ My forehead, my forelock is in your hands. Meaning, my life is in your control. I don't control my life. Oh Allah, you control my life. مَاضٍ فِيَّ حُكْمُكَ عَدْلٌ فِيَّ قَضَاءُكَ Your judgment and your decree is what decides what happens to me. And whatever you decide regarding me is very fair. I will never dispute it. Look how humble he is being. Oh Allah, you're always fair in your decisions regarding me, and it's your decisions that decide what happens with me. So after all of this humility, after all of this humbleness, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is he asking? Then he goes on to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka, oh Allah, I ask you, bikulli ismin huwa lak, with every name that belongs to you. Now we all know Allah's names. Right? He's saying, Oh Allah, I ask you with all of them. You know, all of them that you know. Rahman, An-Rahim, An-Malik, An-Quddus, An-Salam, An-Mu'min, An-Muhaim. Imagine this dua. He's saying, Oh Allah, I ask you with every name, Sammayta bihi nafsak. That you have named yourself with. I ask you with all of those names. Oh, Anzaltahu fi ahadim min kitabik. All that you have revealed in one of your books, maybe in the Torah, maybe in the Injil, maybe in the Quran, all the names of yours that you have revealed in these holy books, I'm asking you through those names. أو علمته أحدا من خلقك Or you have taught one of your slaves, one of your prophets, one of your friends. Maybe you taught them and you didn't teach us that name. Oh Allah, I'm asking you with those names as well. أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك Or all of those names that you have kept hidden in the unseen knowledge which belongs to you, that nobody knows except you. Oh Allah, I'm asking you through all of your names that you have named yourself with, you have revealed in your books, you have taught anybody, or you have kept hidden with you. Now, powerful words, right? Now, what is he going to ask for? He's asking for one thing. One thing. What does he say? أَن تَجْعَلَ الْقُرْآنَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي And وَنُورَ صَدْرِي وَجَلَاءَ حُزْنِي وَذَهَابَ هَمِّي Oh Allah, make the Qur'an the spring of my heart. That's what he's saying. Make the Qur'an what? The spring of my heart. And the light of my heart. And the relief of all types of grief and my anxiety. And the remover of all worries and all sadness. This is what he prayed for. First, he displayed humility. Then he asked Allah through every single name. And then he prayed to Allah for one thing, to make the Quran the spring of his heart. What does it mean when the Quran becomes the spring of your heart? It becomes your nur. It becomes your light. And he said, with this, remove all of my anxiety. And with it, remove all of my grief and my sorrow and my depression and my sadness. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Now, what does it mean, Rabi'a qalbi, the spring of my heart? What does it mean? The ulama have mentioned two meanings. Number one, the first meaning of al-rabi is majral ma, water channels. You know when you've got the sea, and from the sea you've got the rivers, and from the rivers you've got streams of water. So this is rabi, where you've got a little channel of water going here, going there, going there. He's saying, Oh Allah, make the Qur'an, irrigate my heart with the Qur'an so that every part of my body benefits from the irrigation of the Qur'an. Just like The lands are fertilized and they get irrigated by the water. Same, make the Quran Rabi'a Qalbi, make it the spring of my heart, number one. And another meaning is Rabi' Tarabbu', like brother is sitting. MashaAllah, he's sitting in Tarabbu'. Tarabbu' means sitting cross-legged. A lot of you are sitting, now you can sit for a long time cross-legged, right? Because it makes you settled. Makes you really settled, doesn't it? You're comfortable, you're settled. So he's saying, oh Allah, make the Quran in my heart Rabi'a Qalbi, so I become settled in my life. Right now we're not settled. We're all over the place. We're lost. We're confused. We're worried. He's saying, "Antaj'al al-Qur'an, oh Allah, give me Quran in my heart. When Quran comes in my heart, oh Allah, through it, make me settled." Like we are when we're cross-legged and we're comfortable. I was getting a bit too comfortable there as well. Anyway. Then he says, well, at the beginning of this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever is afflicted by any sadness, any sorrow, any grief, any pain, and they say this dua, which we've just said now, Allah will remove all of your worries, Allah will remove your depression, Allah will take care of your concerns, Allah will remove your sadness, and that's not it. And He will replace it with happiness and joy. He will replace it with happiness and joy. When the Sahaba heard this dua, they said, O Prophet of Allah, do we have to learn this dua? Do we have to learn this dua? He said, Ajal! Ajal! He said, of course, anybody who hears this dua, they must learn it. You've heard it now. You've already heard it now. Although it's not fard, but the emphasis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, anybody who hears this dua, they must learn it. You need this dua in your life. It's an authentic dua and you can find it anywhere. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik, nasiyati biyadik. The wording I've shared with you. And then he asks Allah through his names, an taj'al al-Qur'ana rabi'a qalbi, and dhahaba hammi wa jala'a huzni. This is a very powerful dua. Now, moving on from there. Why is it that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that whoever reads this dua, Allah will remove all of your problems and replace it with joy. Allah will remove all of your sadness and replace it with happiness. Allah will remove your worries and grant you calmness. Why? Because now, what are you asking for? You're asking for the Quran. And that's what the Quran is all about. That is what the Quran is all about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being. And Allah also created the human being's emotions. Your feelings were also created by Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best to know how to deal with your emotions as well. Allah is saying in the Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Does he not know what he created? Who created us? Allah. And our guidebook, our roadmap to how we should live our life, and if we experience any problems, then the answers are in the Quran. They have been made by Allah. This is Allah's word. Allah's word. Allah knows you and He knows how you should work best, and that is why the Quran is there. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us that whoever hears this dua, they must try and learn it. Now, what's going to happen if mankind ignore the Quran? If mankind decide to neglect their relationship with the Quran, there's going to be a great danger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to instill the urgency, because he himself, we find in the Quran that the Quran played a significant role in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to give you three ayat to give you this idea. Number one, the first ayah from Surah Saba. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to make an announcement. Wa in ihtadaytu fa bima yuhi ilayya rabbi. He said to the people, O people, if you see that I am guided, if you see me, he's talking about himself. If any point of my life you see that I am on guidance, he says it's only because of what Allah did wahi to me, because of Quran. He's saying basically that my guidance as a prophet depends on the Quran. If I have Quran in my life, he's saying I will be guided. If I don't have Quran in my life, I will not be guided. Number one, the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dependent on the Quran. Number one. Ayah number two, Surah Shura. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal this Quran to you as a ruh, as a soul. Then he said to him, you didn't know what the Quran was. And before the Quran came to you, you didn't even know what iman was. We reveal this Quran to you as a nur. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my iman is dependent on the Quran. As long as I have Quran, I have iman. And without Quran in my life, I have no iman in my life. Who's saying this? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my iman is dependent on the Quran. Without the Quran, I have no iman. And number three, Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the disbelievers, they used to complain, why did Allah not send down the Quran in one go? The previous books came down in one go. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. The disbelievers said, why did the Quran, why wasn't it all revealed in one go? Torah came in one go, Injil came in one go, Zabur came in one go. Why is the Quran coming down over a period of 23 years? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why? It's so that each and every time, as it was being revealed gradually, we could make you steadfast. We could give it you when you need it. And not only that, not only to keep you steadfast, so that your relationship with the Quran remains fresh. It doesn't dry out. You and I had a relationship with the Quran when we were like 5, 6, 7 years old, when we were learning. And then it's gone dry. And dry, and dry. And maybe somebody dies, we read a bit of Quran, and then it goes dry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my steadfastness depends on the Quran. If I have Quran in my life regularly, I will remain steadfast on Islam. The Prophet of Allah is saying, Allah is telling him, if you didn't have Quran in your life, you wouldn't be steadfast as a Nabi. So, the guidance of the Prophet is dependent on the Quran. The iman of the Prophet is dependent on the Quran. The steadfastness of the Prophet on Islam is dependent on the Quran. What is to be said of you and me? If this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he did not have a daily connection to the Quran, he's saying, I wouldn't be guided. If he didn't have a daily connection with the Quran, you wouldn't see me as a person of iman. Because Quran is iman. Allah says in the Quran that the Quran is iman. And if I didn't have a connection with the Quran, then the circumstances that I go through in life, I wouldn't know how to remain steadfast. Allah says he revealed the Quran so that you can remain steadfast through the Quran. And there are numerous examples of this. What is going to happen with an ummah that neglects the Quran? Number one, all three of these things. Number one, they will lose guidance. Isn't that what we're hearing? People are saying, I feel lost. You know what? I really feel lost in life. I don't know what to do. How often do we say this? How often do we feel this? How often do you hear this? And everyone's trying all sorts of different programs, all different types of therapy, all different types of coaching, all different type of different models. None of it's working because he's just taking you round in circles. You've got lovely quotes and memes, never a verse of the Quran, because they don't know that the solution's there. Allah's already given you the solution, but we're looking for it everywhere else. You'll have all these beautiful quotes and memes and affirmations and all of these things. Never a verse of the Quran. Whereas one verse, not even one verse, that's an exaggeration. Half a verse, two words of the Quran are enough to fix your problems in your life. Two words. Two words. But we didn't turn to it. So number one, ummah without the Quran, a community without the Quran, an individual without the Quran, you are lost. You have no guidance. Number two, a people without Quran is a people without iman. Don't we hear? Don't we even say, you know what? What's happened in Gaza, for example? My faith has been shaken. Is Allah really there? How is all this happening? How can this happen to me? I'm a good person. Why is this happening? Why am I being tested? We feel our faith being shaken. And yes, that's fine. But the solution is only going to come from the Quran. No one else and nothing else is going to give you that trust and reliance and the meaning of why this has happened besides the Quran. No one and nothing. No one and nothing. And number three, aren't we a bit all over the place? Aren't we confused? We don't have stability. We don't have stability. Why? Because steadfastness for the Prophet of Allah comes from the Quran. If he needed it, he needed the Quran for him to remain steadfast. How much more do you and I need it? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. I'm going to conclude on mentioning just one example. And then we'll continue, inshallah, in the weeks to come on this same topic, inshallah, because it's much needed prior to Ramadan. In one ayah of the Quran, just to give you an example, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَدٍ إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَدٍ When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at the age of 50, he was being exiled from his own hometown. Hard, difficult. He was making migration, leaving Mecca, going towards Medina. Halfway through, he receives this ayah of the Quran from Allah. Allah says that the Allah that revealed the Quran upon you is going to return you back to Mecca. Now the ulama mention that Allah didn't say that Al-Qadir, the most powerful, is going to return you back to Mecca. Al-Qawi is going to return you back to Mecca. Al-Aziz is going to return you back to Mecca. Al-Kabir, the greatest, is going to return you back. He says, no. The Allah that revealed Quran upon you is going to return you back to Mecca. What does it mean? Why? Because Allah is telling him that whilst you've gone from Mecca to Al-Mukarramah, if you keep the Quran alive in your life, if you connect yourself to the Quran, that's how Allah's going to return you back to Mecca. The answer is in the ayah. That you keep your connection strong with the Quran. As a result of that, Allah will bring you back to Mecca to Al-Mukarramah and give you victory. If you have problems in your life and you bring the Quran alive in your life, Allah will grant you cure, shifa, afiyah, alleviate your sufferings. If the ummah is going through a calamity, a genocide, but they stick to the Quran, Allah will alleviate, as He's doing now. The people of Gaza, people of the Quran. And we bear testimony to their perseverance. We bear testimony to their iman. We bear testimony to their faith. And we can see their reliance and how Allah is helping them, assisting them, despite the genocide, despite the massacre, despite the killing. We've seen it, witnessed it with our own eyes. So, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَدٍ I'm going to give you some homework to do. And when you go home today, whenever you get a chance next to sit with the Quran, I want you to go through the Quran and find the word Quran in the Quran. It comes about 50 times. And I've done an example for you now so you can see how to do it. Find the word Quran in the Quran. It comes about 50 times. And then read the words before and after it. You'll be amazed at the gems that you discover. You'll be amazed. Allah has given you solutions to every single problem in your life that you will ever experience as an ummah, as a community, as a family, as an individual in the Quran. The further I am from the Quran, the further I am from the solution to my problems. And the Quran answers every problem. If you don't have Quran, you don't have answers. We have a lot of questions, don't we? We've got a lot of questions. Why? Why is this? Why is that? The answers are in the Quran. If you don't have Quran, you don't have answers. You are confused.com. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If we can stand up in our places and keep moving forward until all the gaps are filled. Jazakumullahu khairah. There's people waiting outside to come in. If we can keep moving forward, fill in the gaps. Jazakumullahu khairah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salaam. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن عمتك ناصيتي بيدك ماض في حكمك عدل في قضاؤك أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن ربيع قلبي ونور صدري وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي أيها المسلمون إن هذا الدعاء الذي علمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأمته فيه إشارات عظيمة تجعلنا نعيش مع القرآن ونرتبط به ارتباطا حقيقة فكلمة ربيع قلبي تحمل معاني عميقة الربيع بمعنى مجرى الماء اجعل القرآن كما تسقي القلوب العطش يرويها ويحييها فإن القلب الذي لا يتغذى على القرآن لا يعرف القحط ولا الجفاف الربيع بمعنى الاستقرار كما يجلس الإنسان مرتبعا مستقرا مطمئنا اجعل القرآن مصدر ثبات وطمأنينة في قلوبنا وقد بين النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن من قال هذا الدعاء وأيقن به أبدله الله مكان حزنه فرها ومكان ضيقه سعة فسأل الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا نتعلمها فأجابهم أن كل من يسمع هذا الدعاء ينبغي أن يتعلمهم لماذا هذا الفضل العظيم لأن القرآن إذا صار ربيع القلب أصبح حيا في داخلك ينبض في حياتك ويشعرك بالأمان مهما واجهت به من المصائب إذا كانت قلقة أو خائقة أو خائفة أو في ضيق تكفيك آية واحدة أو حتى نصف آية من القرآن لتزيل همك وتعيد السكينة إلى قلبك قال الله تعالى ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير الله الذي خلق الإنسان ويعلم أحواله وخلجات نفسه أنزل هذا الكتاب ليعالج معاش مشاعره وأحزانه وليجعله مطمئنا أيها الإخوة الكرام تأملوا ما الذي سيحدث للإنسان إذا أحمل إلى علاقته بالقرآن إذا تجاهل دوره في حياته إن أعظم خطر يهدد الإنسان هو الفتنة والقرآن هو الذي يحميك منها أيها المؤمنون اجعلوا من اليوم هذا نقطة انطلاق جديدة لعلاقتكم بالقرآن ليكون القرآن هو ربيع قلوبكم واستقرار نفوسكم ونور حياتكم افتحوا مصاحفكم يوميا وتدبروا آياته اجعلوا له نصيبا في بيوتكم وأوقاتكم وستجدون كيف تتغير حياتكم وتفتح لكم أبواب الخير والبركة اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجعل جلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا اللهم اجعلنا من أهله وخاصته واجعلنا من العاملين به أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا. اللهم أنجِ المستضعفين من المؤمنين، اللهم أنجِ المستضعفين من المؤمنين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة، اللهم انصرهم نصرًا عزيزًا، اللهم آتهم فتحًا قريبًا، اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك، اللهم كن لهم عونًا ونصيرًا وسددًا وظهيرًا، اللهم عليك بأعدائهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك، اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين، اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر، اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من كيد الغاصبين، اللهم أعد المسجد الأقصى إلى رحاب المسلمين، واستعملنا في تحريره يا رب العالمين، وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز، اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين، واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين، واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين، ولا تشمت بنا عدوا ولا حاسدا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أهوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الصلوات والسلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. Just a reminder, inshallah, we continue with the Great Fajr campaign. Again, a great way to start our Quranic recitation. We give time, a few minutes, every week on a Sunday morning for Quranic recitation. If you want to get back into the habit of reading Quran in preparation for Ramadan, I advise this is a great opportunity. Come on Sunday, inshallah, Fajr Salah will be at 6:45. And we'll be open to brothers, sisters and children. Breakfast will be served to everybody after Ishraq as well. Dua has been requested for Sharifa Abbas. She's in hospital in Mumbai, and brother Harun, sister's not well, make dua for both of them. And dua of Shifa is requested for a sister who's in ICU in Bangladesh. Another sister is unwell, make dua for her as well. The youth program is taking place tomorrow after Maghrib. Please do register your children online. Calendars are being sold for £5. Proceeds goes towards Palestine. Make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the situation easy upon the entire ummah. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين اللهم أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضاء بالقدر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين